As you've been hearing, Raz Baraka, the son of the late poet Amiri Baraka and a longtime activist and politician, was elected mayor of Newark last night. Baraka is on leave from his job as principal of Central High School, and he served on Newark's municipal council and as deputy mayor. At his victory celebration last night, he tossed T-shirts into the crowd and promised all Newarkers would now lead the city.
The shirt says, "I'm the mayor." And that's not for me. That's for all of you.
New Jersey Public Radio Sarah Gonzalez has been covering the campaign, and she joins us now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
So give us a quick primer on Raz Baraka. What's he like, and where does he stand politically?
So as you just heard, he knows how to get a crowd going. He's a great public speaker, not unlike Cory Booker, but Raz Baraka's tougher. I mean, he has more of this no-nonsense vibe. He's been an elementary school principal, teacher, a high school principal. He ran for mayor when he was 24 years old. And he's seen as more of an activist than a typical politician. And that's something that he's going to have to change a bit when he's inaugurated. He was accused by some as being a little too radical. His opponent in the mayor's race called him a bridge burner, not a bridge builder. He's been a vocal critic of Cammy Anderson, the state-appointed school superintendent, and of the governor. And last night, he said that it's the end of political bosses in Newark. He said that the city is no longer in the pocket of Wall Street, and that was a jab at Cory Booker, who's now a U.S. senator, but also at his opponent in the mayor's race.
So, you know, there's been an interim mayor in Newark since Cory Booker left to serve in the U.S. Senate last fall. But really, Raz Baraka will be seen as the man who takes the helm of Newark after Booker. What does he have to say about Booker and how he'll run the city differently?
Right. It's the first mayoral election in the city since Booker left for the U.S. Senate. I mean, I do think that Booker's legacy is going to stay with the city for a while. I mean, it's why so many people outside of Newark were even interested in this election. Booker put the city in the national spotlight, and it's still in that spotlight. But when Raz Baraka is inaugurated on July 1st, that will really be the start of the post-Booker era. I mean, Booker was on the council when Baraka was on the council when Cory Booker was the mayor, and he openly and regularly criticized him. He called him out for being outside of the city a lot, fundraising. He accused him of having a political agenda and not being truly invested in the residents. And his slogan when he was running for mayor was, "When I become mayor, we become mayor." So last night he told all of his supporters to roll up their sleeves and welcome them to City Hall.
So besides Baraka's T-shirt giveaway, did the victory celebration last night give you a sense at all that the support base for Baraka represents a shift from those who supported Booker?
Well, Booker's supporters were kind of split. I mean, Shavar Jeffries, the other candidate in the mayoral race, he took a good amount of the votes too. But I think with Baraka, even those who did not vote for him believe that he'll be satisfied staying in Newark and being the mayor of Newark. People were really skeptical of the former mayor, Cory Booker, because they felt like he was using the city as a stepping stone. And when he left for the U.S. Senate, it kind of confirmed some of that skepticism.
So what will be the immediate issues facing the new mayor? What's he likely to take on first?
So his big issue is regaining local control of the city's state-run school system, also growing jobs and lowering crime. Newark had 111 murders last year. Carjackings are at a record high, close to 400 last year. But the city's finances are also in trouble. The state has been threatening to take over.
Sarah Gonzalez is a reporter for WNYC. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Of course.
This is Morning Edition on WNYC.